My name is Robert Ramey. I'm here at the CPP conference. I've been invited here to make a presentation regarding how to make a Boost library. And the gist of it is, Boost is an organization which promotes and distributes libraries considered the highest quality in the C++ world. There are a number of people who are interested to contribute. I'm here to help those people, give them the tools and the mentoring and the information they require to become successful at it. In conjunction with this, Boost is promoting a new concept, which is the Boost Library Incubator, which is a website which aspiring authors, C++ authors, can go to and get information, post their libraries, get feedback on their work. And this is what I'm really here to promote, what I'm here to promote, what I'm here at this interview to promote. And I'm hoping that you'll walk away with the desire to check this out if you want to consider submitting your own C++ code to an open source library that is considered of the most highest in demanding quality.
Very cool. How's the reception been at the conference so far?
Well, I was actually disappointed that I only had a relatively small audience, but they did actually seem that they were there because they had something specific that they thought they might want to contribute. Mm-hmm. So that was encouraging. And then in the evening we had a library writers workshop. I didn't expect anybody to show up. Mm-hmm. But 11 people showed up, and they seemed fairly interested and well, and we kind of distributed some work among them to critique some of the libraries which have already been submitted to the incubator. And this is my hope to kind of get this thing off the ground and rolling. It's only been out there a couple months, and there have been 11 libraries submitted, and they're all sufficient quality to get a serious consideration. We're hopeful that this will be a step in the right direction. The jury's out there. It depends on what happens in the future.
So what's your personal involvement with sort of the with the process? Do you go through it with, you know, other people and say, you know, and rate it, that sort of thing?
Well, the way the library incubator there is not Boost itself. Boost is really distinguished by its formal review process, which sorts out the libraries which are of exceptional utility and quality from those that are less than that. The library incubator is a lot different. It basically permits any submission, and it only has minimal requirements. A library submitted should have documentation, it should have tests, and it should have a build system if necessary. It's not required to use all the Boost tools, which really require a certain investment, which is more than we would like to see. The Boost Library Incubator has a lower bar. We don't expect people to submit a totally finished library, but we do expect it to work. And then within that website, there's a mechanism by which anybody who uses the library or wants can critique it and can create a Boost review if they'd like, and also rate it and whatever. And that's the mechanism. It's a two-way direction. People can submit, and then hopefully people will submit because they want critique and feedback from other high-level developers.
Very cool. So how long has the site been in development?
Well, I'm not really an expert in site development. Mm-hmm. And it started out as a personal initiative, and the Boost Steering Committee accepted it officially in June. Before that, I'd spent probably on and off, you know, 6 or 8 months experimenting with different tools and stuff on how to do that. Mm-hmm. And I finally got the thing more or less working, and I presented it to Boost in May, and it went in detail, and it was pretty much unanimously accepted that this is something
awesome.
That Boost wants to endorse and work with. They stopped short of making it part of Boost because, you know, you got to have deniability if it doesn't work out, right? But I have got that endorsement, and it took, I would say, 6 to 8 months of off and on fiddling around to make it work. Okay. And it's still undergoing that because we realize that there people want to make different kind of comments, or it needs another facility, it needs an RSS feed. So it's constantly being tweaked. But the idea now, if one goes to that site, they will actually get a very good idea of what that what our idea is and what Boost in the future may look like. I'm going to make a little commercial here. It's www.blincubator.com. Blinkubator, Boost Library Incubator. Also, if you were to Google that, it would show up as well.
Very cool. So how many submissions have does the site have?
So far, I think there's 11 or 12 submissions. And they're very much in line with a lot of Boost kinds of components. Some of them, a couple of them are so incredibly abstract and arcane, I think only Boost programmers would find them attractive. But they're very interesting and high quality. And others I can see right away will eventually probably end up in Boost. They cover a wide range of applicability, but they do share the feature that they do meet a certain minimal standard. They have documentation, they have tests, they're reviewable. You have a place where you can comment and feedback. And so these are serious efforts by serious people that they may not be totally complete, but there's enough there that you can start using them and testing them in your own program. And they've already been certified to meet some minimal standard in this department, even though there's no official Boost position taken on them.
So out of curiosity, is there any sort of a fear of the website growing to a size where it might become sort of overwhelming for people to look and be like, wow, there's like 50 submissions here. I don't really feel like I can, try out each one of these and give it a fair evaluation.
we should be so lucky. we'll worry about that when it comes. But as a practical matter, that's never going to happen. And I'll tell you why. Even to meet this minimal bar that we've set is frankly more effort than most people who think they make open software are willing to meet.
Right, that makes sense.
If you're looking for any kind of package and you do a Google search and you'll get 50 hits. But when you start going through them, you'll find that some of them are, this is a very cool solution and I thought I'd put it out there. I mean, if you have some minimal requirement that it has documentation, and it has a description of what the restrictions are, and you're pretty much down to just one or two. Mm-hmm. And as I say, if we got to 50 or 60 or 500, that would be great, because it wouldn't matter, because they would all meet this standard, and the world would be a better place. And we do have a system in there also, they're categorized in groups. But with 11, it doesn't really matter, because you can look at all 11.
Yeah.
But if you got to 50, there are groups in there, the same ones that Boost uses, that is I/O, math, et cetera, et cetera. So actually finding them would not be a problem, mm-hmm. Regardless of the number. That is a problem that we will never ever have.
Or you enjoy having it, if it ever
yeah, honestly speaking, life's too short to worry about stuff like that. I haven't really spent too much time in my life worrying about being too successful.
That's good. All right. Well, hope you enjoy the rest of the CPPCon.
And thanks for the opportunity to flog my stuff.
Thanks for coming by.